Spring is a season full of new life and new opportunities to celebrate. Hi, it's Alex Johnson from The Diamond Seller. Anniversaries, new babies, graduations, plus everything in between, discover the perfect gift for every occasion. Visit us at The Diamond Seller on Salmo Road or Easton Town Center.
Soy dudes. It's the Hockey Dudes. And I'm Hayden. We're back. Another episode. Coats. It's the month of September. We got games coming up later this month, preseason games. Got a lot to talk about, but first, I want to introduce this guy. He's a hell of a professional, pretty much everything he does. Huge baseball fan right now, especially. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Tom Brenneman.
Oh, no. He is a huge baseball fan. He's also a huge fan of slurs.
Yeah.
Loves just hot mic slurs.
You think he's good at golf?
Probably now. He's probably had a lot of time to go golfing. So he's probably pretty good right now. Yeah. PR 101, don't do what he did.
Don't do what he did. Pretend like every mic is hot.
Yes. Yep. Oh, someone's always watching.
That's quite what we do here. Every mic is hot.
Every mic is hot. We're not live, though, so.
We've had to delete some things in the past.
Yes.
Not because.
But we left in the Russia-Ukraine talk.
Well, of course. We've never taken anything out because it's insensitive or because it could be offensive. We've only taken it out because we just thought it was boring.
We thought it was very stupid.
Yeah. But no, we got Tom in the house. Tom, first off, I don't know if anybody that listens to this podcast also follows our adult golf league, ZPGA, but quick thoughts on winning your back-to-back championships there?
Really, the first thing I thought of was now I got to go for the Jordan three-peat.
Yeah.
That's all I really care about at this point is just hanging three banners in a row. You know, everyone doubted me all year, put it right up their hoops, and, you know, I was last place going into the back nine, and everyone just yet again forgot about me.
I didn't forget about you.
And then I turned on the Jets.
Did you put, when you said the haters, were you including me in that?
I included everybody.
Okay.
Except George.
Okay.
George was the only person to never hate on me this year.
Because I do remember me saying it was going to be hard to win it with the wedding year, but that was just me giving you some advice. That wasn't me hating.
Also said you also didn't give me the best chipping in the ZPGA.
Oh, my God.
So
I had to say something nice about Wink.
So it was just fuel of the fire. Just shoved it up everyone's hoops. I'm glad I could prove my biggest supporter, George, correct.
He had me as the favorite, though, going into it.
I talked to him Saturday. He said he specifically did that to see if he could get in your head.
Oh. Nah, I don't know. All right, so, yeah. So
how is
that.
The driver?
Still broken. Still completely snapped in half.
That was aggressive.
That was. And it wasn't even the driver's fault. It was mostly the sun and just not having a glove.
Apparently the hexing as well.
I got hexed bad.
You did.
That was just wrong. I mean, there was one guy that was rooting for me, and it was you.
And you know, I think that was just good karma paying off. I was PVOing everybody all day.
Yeah. Yeah. No, and Cougs and Wink just saw me as the greatest threat, and I literally said to them, I was like, you can't just count out Tom.
Everybody counted me out.
But no, they hexed me. I didn't count you out.
Yeah. I counted myself out for a second.
So everybody counted you out but me, because I remember I said to you, I was like, I've seen you play some good back nines.
Yeah, and I didn't even really have that great. I shot at 42-42, so I pretty much just played the same golf, but I felt much better.
All right, that was a bunch of really exciting golf talk that I'm sure you guys stuck all the way through. It's September. It's hockey season. This is the last episode before we take a little break, by the way. I wanted to take... Hello? Is there a bird in my chimney?
No, it's Poe the Raven still getting carted off.
I don't know if that came across over the mic, but there is very much a bird, or what Tom's saying is the raven, as in my house, potentially. So we'll have to check on that. But no, we're taking a break because we're coming back this year. I guess I haven't gotten the official approval to announce this, but it's just T-Bone that I'm really talking to about it, and I doubt he really gives too many rips about
hoots and hollers.
Yeah, I doubt he gives too many rips about what's going on. But we're going to be coming back with a partnership with The Fan in the fall, which will be some good things. We'll hopefully be doing a lot more stuff in The Fan studio, maybe some live events here and there, maybe some recorded shows over the air, TBD, don't
TBD.
Know.
Some Schweid games.
Lots of Schweid games.
Some lake game.
Yeah, what is that game? It's called like they're calling it something,
the
right?
Face off on the lake.
Even though it's not on the lake, it basically is.
It's as close to the lake as you can probably get with a pro stadium.
There's not a lot of stadiums that much on a lake.
Yes, and this thing is on it.
I don't think we should. I'm kind of upset about the name, though. By the way.
Face off on the lake.
Yeah, it should be face off on the ocean.
Yeah.
There's a lot of lakes around.
They really dropped the ball on that one.
A lot of oceans.
You know how funny that would be if they actually said face off on the ocean?
So anybody doesn't know this gag, every time we like see one of the Great Lakes, be it we're up in Cleveland or in Chicago, you just look out and you just say to yourself, it just looks like an ocean. Like you can't
I can't see the other side.
It's an ocean.
It's an ocean.
And that's just what we call it. And you know, hardos that we're with all the time who don't understand us will always try to be like, oh, that's actually a freshwater lake. Like,
no, I don't care.
I'm a 25-year-old man. I know it's a lake.
But I can't see the other side, so it's an ocean.
It looks like an ocean. It looks like an ocean.
It's got
it
big waves. Depending on how windy it is.
Depending on the wind.
We were getting some good waves in Chicago.
Yeah, getting some decent waves.
I mean, at least when I was out there.
Yeah. Yeah, you were out
there. The waves were going out there. Could have gotten some boat ripple effects. But, yeah, it's an ocean.
Pizza rolls are done, so we're going to take a quick break and come back with some pizza rolls. All right, back from the pizza roll break. I got absolutely... basically cussed out by my wife for eating pizza rolls.
You got belittled for having 16 pizza rolls.
18.
18 pizza rolls. You basically got called fat.
Yeah.
You're obese.
Yeah.
How does it feel?
I'm basically obese. Yeah, I don't know.
How does it feel?
I mean, I haven't seen a fruit in like 2 weeks, so don't get me wrong.
I mean, that's fair. You're 25. Who cares?
Should probably be seeing some fruits sometime.
Nah.
Fruits are good, though. Like, fruits are...
I'd much rather eat fruits than vegetables.
Vegetables are buns.
Absolutely.
They're good as, like, side dishes when you got salt and pepper on them and some meat.
But just like a salad, you're just like, I could be eating something so much better.
Yeah. All right. So that was that. We absolutely have to get into the Patrick Kane talk because this Moof Milker on Twitter last week said that Patrick Kane is, or Columbus is a realistic destination for Kane to be traded to. And that just sent an absolute storm on Blue Jackets Twitter. We had all the GMs coming out.
It was an F5.
Yeah, it was a lot of people saying, oh, I don't want this aging player. There was a lot of people that were going nuts. I think you and I were both in the going nuts category as far as, like, this would make us a Stanley Cup contender.
This
instantly
would put us over the top. He was on my fantasy team last year. So as a guy who, in a fantasy world, owned this man on my team, he helped me a lot.
The guy had 90 points in 72 games on the broken Blackhawks
last year.
He
only had Alex DeBrincat to play with.
Didn't even have Kirby Doc.
No. He had Alex DeBrincat. That was it. If you bring him to this team, you've got a Patrick Laine, a Johnny Gaudreau, a Jakub Voracek, Kent Johnson, Cole Sillinger.
Well, people were saying, well, that's the issue, though, is
a Zach Werenski.
Well, okay. Well, this is the issue is when it comes to Kent Johnson and Cole Sillinger, Blackhawks are definitely asking for one of those dudes if we trade him.
That's when you tell them no, and you just say F them picks.
So we don't get Patrick Kane.
No, you say F them picks, here are my picks.
Those are our dudes, here are some
the
picks.
The Blackhawks are stupid. They gave us Artemi Panarin for, like, some bags of socks.
Yes, the Blackhawks are stupid. They are that.
I'm not worried about what we're going to give them. The Blackhawks took Seth Jones and gave him 9.5 sheets.
Instantly.
Do you think I'm worried about what we're going to give the Blackhawks? They have a track record of just being morons.
And every player we give them turns into
dust.
Dust. Here's the problem, though. We can't just trade for Patrick Kane and him leave after a year because his contract expires next year. So
I would say you'd hope to sign him for, like, 3 to 4 years.
Well, that's the thing is, like, yeah, did we get Johnny Gaudreau to sign in Columbus? Sure. Did we get Patrick Laine to sign in Columbus? Zach Werenski? Patrick Kane's, like, a different level of, like, that's a different dude. That's a bona fide, like, he is the rock star of the league. Like, we're not getting him to stay in Columbus, Ohio. Like, I love Columbus, Ohio.
I mean, you show him some of the players he can play with now. If he wants another cup, he could maybe get one here.
He's got 3 cups, though. Does he really care about winning another cup at this
point?
Why
not 4?
Listen, this is funny because this is coming from me talking is the guy that really believed we could sign some of these big dudes, and you were the guy that doesn't believe we could sign any of the big dudes.
Because now that it happened, anything's possible.
You think anything's possible, yeah.
Kevin Garnett, anything's
but
possible.
But let's just say the likely situation of we trade for him, we get him, he leaves after 1 year, you've given up all your first-round picks, you've given up David Yurchek, Kent Johnson.
I think that's
like
why
you've lost a lot.
Jarmo won't make the trade unless he gets reassurance from Kaner that he'll be here for at least a couple years after this year.
Including this year. Let's do it one more time. Let's do it one
year,
time with
and then a couple after that, 3 to 4.
It would be amazing. I mean, it would be, I think, the best year in Ohio pro sports acquisition history.
It'd be up there. It'd be really up there.
It'd be up there. I think that's an understatement. I think it'd be the best. I mean, I don't know about, like, every decade before 1996 because I wasn't here before then. So as far as I'm concerned, the Earth wasn't in existence. But
I'm just trying to think if, like, there was anything else crazy when LeBron came back.
No. I mean, you've gotten, like, Dwayne Wade and Shaquille O'Neal to sign with you guys. But those
Dwayne
guys
Dwayne Wade stayed for, like, a cup of coffee for 2 weeks.
He played, like, 50 games, yep.
I think he played, like, 15.
Yeah. I looked it up the other day. He did play, like, 50 games.
50?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It felt way shorter.
It felt less than that, yeah. It basically didn't happen.
It did not happen.
No, I mean, when you talk about Deshaun Watson, Johnny Gaudreau, Donovan Mitchell just happened today. Yeah. You just traded for him.
Jose re-signed.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not an acquisition.
Well, just nobody really cares about baseball.
What?
Nobody, like, really cares about baseball.
I mean, I do a bit.
Well, because you have a good team.
I actually have a team.
Yeah, but I'm saying
sorry, my team only takes, like, a year and a half to rebuild.
Did you even take that long?
It was like a year.
I don't even think you took that long. My team's been taking
a full decade
since we've been in the offs. One full decade as of now.
Yeah, we took a year of rebuild.
That's
what the Coats are doing.
The Coats, yeah.
It took a year to rebuild.
To reload.
It was a reload. He did specify.
Jarmo looked all you guys right in the face and said, we're reloading, and you doubted him.
He called a shot.
Freaking doubted that big old head of his.
He called a shot.
I spun this take out on the fan one time. What do you say we put a Jarmo statue in front of Nationwide if we win a cup, but it's not of his full body, it's just of his giant head?
I'd love it.
Yeah.
I think that's the only way you do build a
statue. Like, it's just his, like, scary metallic
Can we, can we actually get his head on the outside of Nationwide Arena? Like they put the players' heads up there?
Yeah, right up there.
Just put his face right up there.
Yeah, with Gaudreau, Line A, and Zach Greinke or Kent Johnson looking both ways.
I was down there a couple weeks ago. I don't think they ever took down the ones from last year yet, or they already put them up.
Oh, I'm sure they'll get to it at some point.
Because I don't want to be that guy. Gavrikov was still up there. I don't think his face will be up there this year.
Too many pizzas.
A lot of Zaz.
McKenzie would not approve of the amount of pizza he gave up.
No. He'd be shipped back to Europe.
Yes. Big of you not to say the R word.
Yep.
There.
That was enough for that episode was enough.
That was good.
That episode was enough.
Yeah, we broke down the whole war.
Did we solve the war?
I don't think you get a lot of podcasts that will break down the war.
A lot of sport podcasts.
Yeah, not a lot of sport podcasts. So we got that going on. I'm still really excited about this team. I mean, it's just crazy. I was playing NHL last night, and I was playing NHL 21, by the way.
Whoa. I don't think I'm getting the new one.
Just looks like the same old garbage.
I read on Twitter from Nasher, it said it's the exact same thing.
It's so funny how, like, the spokesperson of the game at this point is basically just dumping all over it.
Like, yeah, like, you guys did nothing different.
There was that little clip in the trailer, by the way, which is where, like, in the trailer, you should have the cleanest looking, like, graphics, the best looking, like, everything. Like,
on
it should
spot.
Be the sweetest looking plays that you will never be able to do in the game. And they had somebody scoring on a goal through Jonathan Quick's glove.
Well, and then I also loved someone put out NHL 23, and he's like, they're hyping up how good the graphics are. And he's like, yet every fan in the background is not looking at the goal being scored at all.
Yeah. And then Nasher just talks about the game and just throws a bunch of emojis in there. Nasher's a brilliant guy because he knows how to play to the check marks.
Yeah.
He disguises. He puts on a disguise in his tweets by just putting a bunch of emojis like, holy crap, look at this.
Yeah.
This is actually the worst thing I've ever seen in an NHL video game. And, like, EA Sports will retweet it. Like, oh, well, he put a bunch of mind-blown emojis. So
it's good.
So it's good. He likes
it. Yeah, he basically said it's just different, little different graphics and a couple different dekes and moves you can do, and that's it.
Yeah, I saw people hitting the Zegras.
Yeah,
they added
so
that.
I'm probably not gonna.
I will never play that game because I do the worst thing that could ever happen to me for my mental health, Tom. And this only happens when I play video games online in Chell. I'll play video games online in Call of Duty, and I won't get that mad. I'll play video games online in Madden, and won't get that mad because I'm really good at Madden actually. But when I play Chell, I'm kind of in the middle when it terms of people that play online. And if somebody online hit that behind the net, Trevor Zegras on me, my controller would be through Lucy. Like, I would throw it through my dog.
It'd be like
I
that
don't believe in animal abuse, by the way.
During the freshman, sophomore year where it was NHL tournaments every night for us, that you pulled out a pair of scissors on a disc and cut that thing right in half.
To be completely fair, I think we both know that the Xbox version of
inferior
Chell is so much worse.
Inferior.
It's just trust us.
Yes.
Actually, as far as sports controllers go, Xbox has the inferior controller, in my opinion.
I think
IMO.
They just have the inferior everything.
Yes. Xbox One was worse than the PS4. I can't speak on the Series X or the PS5 because
I don't have it.
Yeah, I don't have either of those. Will you be getting either of those in this next year?
Not on my list, too. Is it still really hard to get one?
I don't know.
I know, like, there'd be some.
Stretch it out.
Stretching out. She heard controllers getting thrown
at
her.
Yep.
I don't know. I don't really need one right now. I usually wait until they say you will not be able to get this game until you get the new console.
Right, right.
So when they do that, yes. As long as I can get the new Call of Duty, I'm fine.
Yeah, yeah. So that's absolutely fantastic. You'll love to see that there. And, yeah, I'm just basically just ready to go for the season. Anyway, I was playing NHL 21 last night. I obviously I moved some things around, so I had the Blue Jackets with Johnny Gaudreau, Jakub Voracek, basically the whole roster. I still got Scott Harrington floating around out there. I can't get a single person to trade for him, and it's kind of, at this point,
is
just kind of...
Is he even still on our team?
That's a good question.
In real life.
In real life? Honestly, I hope so. I never want him to go away.
He's just the guy that keeps hanging on.
Because I always mentally know when Scott Harrington's in the lineup that, okay, this game's an asterisk. Like, this game does not count.
This is a COVID mentally. Year game.
Yeah, right. If we lose to the Yotes tonight, well, it's because we didn't have a full lineup.
Let's see. Dash 5, Scott Harrington.
Like, we could be missing Zach Werenski. And I still would get mad about a loss, being like, that was us fully loaded. But if Scott Harrington's replacing Zach Werenski, I'm like, oh, this doesn't count.
If we lose a single game in the 5,000-person barn at Arizona, well, it'd only be one game.
That
would be an awful feeling.
A good meme that I saw, this isn't even a meme, this is just legitimate reality. The Arizona Coyotes ECHL affiliate, the Atlanta Gladiators, have a 13,000-seat barn. That's more than twice the size of
the... It's almost three times the size of the NHL team's barn.
That's tough.
That's awful.
Yeah, that's
for
bad.
At least, like, what, 2 to 3 years?
Yeah.
Because they're building from the ground up for this new one.
Right. They're building a brand new, and good for them, because honestly, their arena out there in Scottsdale wasn't getting it done. Like, that's way too far away. Tom, I don't think you've ever... What's the most weest you've been? You're not a weest wanderer.
Seattle.
I guess you have been pretty far weest.
As weest as you can get in the continental United States.
You've never
States.
Been to the Desi, though, have you? You need to go to the Desi. You might like the Desi.
It's really hot.
It is really hot, but there's some cool stuff out there.
I'm sure, but I don't like snakes. I think there's a lot of snakes out there.
Yeah, snakes and tarantulas and scorpions.
I'm cool with spiders. Snakes, not for me.
What about tarantulas? Those are like spider snake crabs.
Yeah, but those can't kill me.
Oh, yeah, they can.
How?
Oh, yeah, they're poisonous.
I thought they weren't.
They're highly poisonous, brother.
People have them in their houses.
Not on purpose.
Yeah.
And people also have snakes and tarantulas in their houses.
Yeah. I can step on a tarantula, though.
You can also step on a scorpion, and if it stabs you, you're done.
I've never had to really think about scorpions.
Scorpions are scary.
I'm just saying, a snake, I don't think you're just done.
I think scorpions need to have a better name, by the way.
Scorpions?
Yeah, because, like, they're pretty cool. And, like, there needs to be a couple professional teams or like, some college teams named after scorpions.
There's got to be at least one team out
there.
But
scorpions is too long. That's too many syllables.
Scorpions. It's three.
Yeah, that's too much going on there.
Coyotes.
What'd you call them? The Yotes. Yeah. I guess you call them the Scorps.
Blue Jack. It's.
Well, we got way too many. We're just the Coats.
Yeah.
We're still going with Coats. Is it like
we are the Coats as of now.
Okay. Okay. We're still the same. We're back to the Coats, though. Like, no, not changing up eras or anything. Just rolling with Coats. I like it. All right. Some other stuff here. Tage Thompson. That guy just got an absolute fattest bag I've ever seen. Not the fattest bag I've ever seen, but... he signs a 7-year contract.
Tarantulas are not poison enough to kill humans.
But what about scorpions?
Those I know the smaller ones are the more dangerous ones.
Really?
I think that's what I heard once on, like, Indiana Jones.
Okay, scorpions?
Yeah.
They got some cool animals out there, though. Like, they got armadillos. That'd be pretty sweet to see an armadillo. You gotta admit, like,
only about 25 of the 1,500 known species of scorpions can deliver stings that are fatal to humans.
Okay, all right, that's pretty good. That's pretty good in favor of scorpions being cool.
So I think that's what I'm saying. The snakes, they got some crazy snakes out there in the desert.
But what about this Tage Thompson guy?
He's a big boy.
He's such a tall dude.
Very big boy. He got paid.
I'll say this. You talked about Patrick Kane being on your fantasy team. I had Tage Thompson on my fantasy team 2 years in a row. That dude is very good. He's pretty consistent.
Are we running the league back?
I don't know who to play with because I don't like any of the people in our league. I mean, I like George.
Yeah.
I guess Courtney will probably play again.
Loudon had texted us.
Dude, Loudon, he wants to play like some like crazy league where you like you gotta like bid on players or something. And I was like, I don't know about all this. This seems a little much. So, all right, why don't we take a break? Why don't we take a quick break, reset what's going on? When we come back, there's a new jersey. I'm not talking about the Devils. There's a new sweater that was unveiled yesterday. We can chirp it up when we come back.
Exactly. Like, only Jake would know who that is.
All right, we're back.
My dad had to save Dick Goddard once.
He had to save him?
Yeah, he was a really old man, and he tried to drive his car through a street that was flooding.
Why would he do that?
He was very old.
Flooded from the lake or the ocean?
From rain.
Oh.
The ocean in the sky.
Yeah, that's tough. There is always an ocean in the sky, by the way.
Yeah, clouds are water.
Clouds are water. That might be the perfect name for this episode.
That's science.
This is facts, yeah. I mean, you can't
clouds
argue
are water.
That. Clouds are freaking water. And you know what else is water? Dirt.
Yeah, there's a lot of water in that dirt.
It falls in the dirt. It goes back up into the air.
The dirt needs some water right now. It's V-low on the water.
Yeah, yeah. Luce, you just came over, need some good pets?
She needs some water.
Yeah, she probably does.
Tell her to go drink a cloud.
Yeah, go freaking drink a... Suck a cloud through a straw. That'd be kind
of
sick.
That'd be hilarious. Like, if someone was like, man, I'm really thirsty. I could use a glass of water. Go drink a cloud.
Yeah. All right.
This dude's hilarious. I love this guy. Just that actor is hilarious in everything he does.
Yeah, he doesn't make it, right? He takes a he dies.
I think he
gets beaten up pretty bad.
I think he comes back though.
I can't remember. I might not have even seen the end of this movie, to be honest.
He's hilarious in Hot Rod.
We got Pineapple Express on right now. That's what we're watching.
Danny McBride's name.
Yeah, Danny McBride's
he's
character.
He's hilarious in Hot Rod and This Is the End.
Yeah.
He makes Channing Tatum his little simp.
This might be the end because the Sabres are bringing back the black and red.
This actually might revive their franchise.
Especially if they end up trading for Patrick Kane, which I think, let's be honest, I think that's like
the more likely option.
Because that's where Patrick is from, by the way.
Yeah.
Which will be perfect because he can play in his beer league there in the season, probably.
Yeah.
And just absolutely...
Just play hockey.
Imagine playing a beer league game and...
Patrick Kane just shows up.
Boys,
I don't
think we're
winning
this
team and you're just like, well, we're not winning today.
Nope. But imagine like you poke check him once and steal the puck from him.
Yeah, I'd quit.
Yeah.
I'd retire.
Yeah.
And on that.
Yeah. So Buffalo is bringing back their black and red as a third jersey. Here's the thing with Buffalo. They... release a new jersey every year.
They release like two jerseys every year.
They can't stop.
It's the only way they can make money right now because God knows they're not selling tickets to get into that Kraft mac and cheese barn.
Do you want to go up to the I've always wanted to go up to the Buffalo away game. Because think about it. Buffalo's just like
6 hours.
A little bit smaller of a Cleveland.
It's pretty much, just a little smaller Cleveland on the ocean.
On the ocean. And it's only 6 hours.
I've been there.
And it's in the States.
It's a great little town.
Yeah, I've been there twice as well. I've
only been there.
There
once.
Tough. Well, I mean, honestly, it's more tough to... It's tough that we're actually even talking about going to Buffalo for a trip, like taking a day off from work and
and spending it in Buffalo. But if you're going to go to the Kraft Mac and Cheese Bowl, I think that covers it all.
Absolutely.
And who knows?
Well, I mean, who knows if you have to take a day off work? Could be a Saturday.
Could be Saturday. Well, with the freaking business that I'm in, every day is a workable day, which sucks. So I'd probably have to take a day off.
Outside of football season would be more likely.
Yes.
For you.
We already have some big games. Like, we're already going to be in the barn for the Battle of the Ocean.
The Battle of the Ocean.
Between
the
Ohio State and
Michigan.
Face-off
of the ocean.
Face-off of the ocean. What is that, middle of February? Really
it's
excited
like
for
that February
one.
20th or
and
something.
And it's going to – gambling will be legal.
Oh, yeah. And there will be a sports casino in the Jack.
You said putting 100 on black first thing.
Whoa. Did I say that?
You did.
No, I thought I said I'm going to win a bunch on the game, and then I'm going to take that all and throw it on black.
Okay, love it.
That's what I said.
Yeah, sports gambling is going to be legal for that game. I don't know, now that we're talking about the face-off on the ocean again, I haven't even hit my joke on the Buffalo Sabres jersey yet. I'm saving that one. It's coming. Don't worry.
Save it.
It's like how many people are going to go to that game? Because tickets were going for like $130 or something like
no,
that.
No,
right?
I don't know why. Like so, because I bought the tickets exclusively through the ability of being a season ticket member for the Browns. So I don't know why they were being listed for $150. Maybe they were like really trying to swindle someone at that point. I got a center ice blower bowl for 30 each, so.
I can't imagine there's going to be more than like.
They had tickets available in the upper deck.
I can't imagine there's going to be more than 20K at that game.
I mean, it's a 70,000 seat bar.
Yeah, it's going to be empty.
That's a lot of people for a college hockey game.
This might, by the way, hold on. I just got some breaking news from our hockey captain, Dwight Koff. He said, newsflash, Ryan Day's kid got hurt in an eighth grade game against Liberty Middle School. Left the field / stadium.
I thought you were going to say news from our hockey captain, Dwight Koff, tell Tom to pay his dues.
I mean, that's a pretty good – I'm just going to say that's a pretty good reason to hammer Notre Dame plus 17.5.
That's too many points. That is too many points for Ohio State week one.
And I'm an Ohio State jock sniffer, obviously.
You're not saying Ohio State's going to lose the game.
No, they're not going to lose that game.
They're just not
going
to win by 18.
No, and if they do win by 18, I'll be ecstatic.
That's just so many
points. I will not let myself watch Ryan Day choke another spread and me not be on the right side of it.
That 2020 season, he owes me a lot.
Yeah. Lucy needs to go out, so we'll have to
I like the over as well.
Yeah. Well, I actually like the under. But
really?
I'm leaning the under. But
I honestly don't know the line.
It's like 59 points.
That's a lot of points.
I'm leaning the under, but you can bet what you want.
Was that line like... Vegas really got that line right.
Yeah. Lucy is trying to either get the vacuum to let her out or just trying to have a conversation with the vacuum right now, but I need to get this joke about the Sabres jersey out there. They're calling it the goat head,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But I didn't see Matt Calvert's face on the jersey.
You've been really saving that one.
Oh, yeah.
You've been really saving that one to put out to the masses.
It was a pretty good one.
Yeah.
If I would have whipped it off like right when we started talking about it, it would have been good. But I was letting everybody know that I've been saving it respectfully. Like I wasn't.
Is this the first time you've told another human being?
Of course it is.
Okay.
You think I have anybody to talk hockey with in this house?
Luz.
She doesn't care.
She likes free ball. Listen.
She likes free ball. All right. I mean, that pretty much does it. That's a good episode. We'll take a lot of time off here. We're gonna take a nice solid maybe
month.
About a month off. We'll reset the foundation, come back once preseason starts at the end of September, and we'll just be ready to get after it. I mean. A lot's going to happen in the next month. We're going to be footballed. We're about to be footballed hard.
You know what's also really funny about these guys? They also made a movie where they killed Kim Jong-un.
They did kill Kim Jong-un.
Hilarious movie.
It says such a great movie.
They threatened us if we were like yes. put the movie in theaters.
They were the first basically to only release a movie exclusively on Netflix. That was an experiment back then. Remember yeah. that? And it worked.
And then they're like,
because everybody watched it.
They're like, screw it, we're putting it in theaters.
Did they put it in theaters?
I thought so.
I don't think they did.
Either way, it's a hilarious.
And Eminem
movie.
Was gay in that.
That was such that a was so that's such a funny movie.
Yeah.
You need to put that. What? Like they airship something in, and the CIA is like, you got to put that up your butt
yeah.
right now.
You got to put it up your butt. there's freaking tigers coming yeah. after him.
Put it up your butt right now.
Put it in your butt. Unreal. All right. That pretty much does it. Any final thoughts, Tom?
Not that I can think of. Tell your dog.
Tell your dog.
You can rely on Atlas Butler for all of your plumbing and drain service needs. Our expert plumbers and drain specialists can take care of anything, from a broken water heater to a clogged drain. One call truly does it all. Atlas Butler is built to keep you comfortable, and our plumbing services are no exception. Call today, get it fixed today. That's our pledge to you.
Atlas Butler is at your service. Call 1-800-FIRST.